there I was trying to appeal people's brains, their heads, when really I should have been trying to appeal to their other head, the little head downstairs, the head that's in charge. He's pulling the strings. When he says move, you do. When he says down some tequila and aftershocks, you do, because you know that will impress the ladies. When he says, look out, that man's coming onto your territory, you better go there and fight him, you do. When he says it's time to wheel out moonwalking and the robot dance to impress that girl, you do. And when he says, let's go and get a kebab, because that'll be nice, maybe a nice burger, you do. Actually, that's not him talking, that's the booze talking. When, you know, it's not as if in a nightclub, after a few drinks, he hasn't got you in trouble, got people in trouble before, giving them dodgy advice, exactly the kind of advice I want people to do to hit my podcast. You know, in a nightclub, when you're drunk, tanked up on lagers, and then the head, the one in charge downstairs, says, ooh, look at that girl over there. And then your brain says, what? Whoa, that big, fat, ugly one? Yeah, what about her? You need to move now, my boy. She is ready. She must be ours. Go, go, go. What are you waiting for? And your brain says, what am I waiting for? Probably another 5 drinks and someone to bring a couple of bags before I go near that one. What? How the fuck can you actually even see? Are you in my trousers? For God's sake, there's cloth. Are my flies undone? What can you see down there? How do you know that she's the one and she's not a great big trog? Ah, I look at beauty with the inner eye, the little purple inner eye called the Jap's eye, and I see beauty that your human eyes could never comprehend and will never understand, you fool. See, and for those of you who never knew what voice a penis had, there you go. You've just learned something new today, especially the women. I can't imagine what a fanny voice would sound like. I'm sure I will one day imagine and bring forth such the voice that you will be hearing of the fanny. Actually, thinking about it now, obviously the vagina is well known for its monologues, famous, you know, with the vagina monologues. They even turned it into a West End show, but there's no penis monologue. In fact, now I come to think of it, I think the penis has been quiet for too long. He's been kept silenced by many women out there, I believe, and I think it's time we heard what he's got to say, you know? No insight into the old penis thought. Perhaps I'll create that and do a weekly thing. I'll ask my penis what he's thinking and the adventures he's had and document it in an interesting documentary. And in fact, I'm going to stand up and against this penis oppression. We shall fight against them, these penis oppressors, and rise up like the penis does. See, look, it's inspirational to all those people being kept down. Rise up like the penis. In fact, the penis should be seen as a symbol of hope, a phallic symbol of hope for anyone who's being repressed or maybe depressed or anything est. It shows you the way forward, upwards, my brothers and sisters. And if, as I believe it should, the penis had its own national anthem, then I would play that now and give that one-eyed buddy a salute. Good work, son. Keep it up. Now, there are probably many people out there now listening to this going, what? What's he saying? The penis is a symbol of hope. That's ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous, my friend. It is true. I'll tell you why. I mean, the penis, in reality, is one ugly bastard, you know? It's got a big, shiny, purple head with an eye that people, the best thing they can say about it is that eye looks Japanese. It's veiny, and just below it is a couple of hairy balls in a horrible, wrinkly little sack. But yet, this ugly bastard can bring joy to its owner and women all around the world. And it's free to play with. Well, unless you've got to pay for it. And it can, the good points are it is shiny, and it can go at tremendous speeds sometimes. On the bad side again, it spends most of its life like a little shriveled up elephant trunk. It shrinks when it's cold. That's rather traitorous of it. You do have to be careful because the penis can be a cruel mistress. You know, if in an embarrassing situation it thinks, I know, it'll be fun to just pop up now and grow big, it will, you know, and leave that distinctive banana in your pocket look. And then, of course, on the other hand, when you really need it to be in full working action. He'll just pretend he's asleep and won't. He'll just ignore your pleas for, you know, rigidness. Little bugger. He does also, the penis does have the ability to discharge things, but that is only really occurs through misuse. So, you know, do take care of him. Read your owner's manual. And, it, you know, it does spend a lot of time pushing wee out of its Japanese eye, once again. But despite all this, you know, it is a real symbol of joy. It brings pleasure to people, you know, so that should be a, you know, great help, not help, a great motivation to all, you know, ugly blokes, ugly whatever you are, ugly, fat. You know, if the penis can do good and bring joy, then you can too, you see? You know, the penis is an ugly bastard. If it was a person, it would probably be Jeff Capes, someone like that. But it is a symbol of joy and it should be celebrated. And I think we should all start celebrating the penis more. National Penis Day, in fact. I'm going to be starting a petition on that, I think. Sign up. Right, on the story anyway. The little head says, no, you must move. You must act now. Someone else is looking at her. They're going to get her before us. Shit. The brain says, I didn't realise this, why didn't I think of this? Yes, of course, she is the one we want. Big fat ugly one. Yes, we must move now. Go, go, go! That clip was from the comedy podcast Hosk's Half Hour. I suggest you go and check out more now.